September 6th rundown brought to you by MVMT Watches. Go to MVMTWatches.com/rundown. 15% off. This is the watches that are disrupting the billion, zillion-dollar watch industry. They look like fancy watches, around 95 bucks. Big Cat, hit them with the facts.
All right. This watch makes great for casual style because it's not like a monster on your wrist. It's simple with a classic design that really makes a difference in your overall look. Your movement watch is going to start at 95 bucks. This watch looks like 300 to 400 bucks, but Movement's business model keeps it at a perfect price point. Check them out on Instagram or Twitter at MVMT Watches. And if you're as impressed as I am with this watch, I wear it all the time, then join the Movement today, MVMT Watches. Hit them with that promo code.
Just started off first college football weekend of the year. Special guest Stingray Steve, thanks for coming on. Stingray, how you doing? Let's start with you because you Bulldogs, this season's over. It's week one. You've been waiting all season, and it's up. Done. In 2.5 hours, 3 hours, everything flashes before your eyes. So how you doing? Tell me how you doing.
I'm doing good, guys. You know, we lost this past weekend, absolutely, but we can only go up from here.
Now, you seem like a friendly guy, a nice guy. That field goal kicker, what was that, like a 25-yard field goal he missed?
Yes, he did.
So what's the thought there? Do you have evil thoughts, like I want to kill this guy? You just smile, go on to the next one.
No, I actually, believe it or not, I contacted the guy a few hours after it, and we're like, I was like, hey, man, you know, because I know how ruthless people can be, and especially, you know, when it comes to football. So I messaged him and said, you know, keep your head up. We can only go up from here. You're still the man, and ignore all the negative haters.
So are you just a week-to-week guy then, Steve? Like, are you the next game's the only game, doesn't matter if you're 0-9 and you just go into the next, you get just as excited?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because, I mean, at Mississippi State, you know, with the expectations, really, what are the expectations, you know? I mean, Dak set the bar high, but as you saw Saturday, when a guy like that leaves, you know, you're going to have some growing pains, absolutely.
All right, that's a fair way to look at it. I wouldn't be so nice. If I had a guy miss a 25-yarder, I'd want to strangle him, but I respect the nice way to look at it.
Right.
Other things, college football, we had a great week. I mean, the Texas-Notre Dame game, unbelievable.
Yes.
Big Cat, congratulations to your Badgers. I had them, by the way, at Lambeau. What do you think, Big Cat, by the way, of this T-shirt idea? Just red T-shirt, just Bart Heisman.
I like it.
That guy's awesome.
I like it.
He's awesome. I'd buy that.
Yeah. He's got that belly. He's like the name Bart Houston. I told you about the name. The name is an all-time quarterback name. Yeah, and the SEC's dead. Sorry, Stingray.
Yes. Dude, it is. I mean, when you go 7-8 the first weekend, absolutely, it's dead, dude. Alabama was one of the only saving grace in the national game other than Texas A&M. I mean, look at Ole Miss last night. I mean, they had an unbelievable lead and then just completely got out-coached in the second half.
I'll raise my hand. I was live bullets this weekend, and I tweeted out that I was 2-0 because I had Ole Miss plus 4.5 for 28-6, and then
yes,
they got fucking just demolished the rest of the way. So that hurt.
Yes.
The Big Ten on the flip side, the Big Ten looks like murderer's row. Michigan won by 100. Ohio State won by 100. You have Wisconsin beating LSU. So the Big Ten looks really good. That's the conference. Any other thoughts? All across KFC, I know you're not really a college football guy. Do you have any?
No, I'm still in baseball mode. I got a Mets playoff race, so that was Saturday for me. But it's just college football depresses me. When the football season rolls around and I realize how like washed up my life is and I see – like game day, I just want to kill myself when college football starts up.
Big Cat, what about you? Thoughts across the board?
I survived a little bit. How'd you do, Dave? Did you? Oh. Okay, you got
Dan,
killed.
Dan, yeah. I'm so
was this your first time?
Was I was this mad at you because you gave me that whole fucking speech, Oh, I have to gamble, and I'm better. I'm a better person to myself. Ask Lewis. I was with Lewis.
Well,
got murdered. I want people to look at these games too, who think I'm fucking lying, because I'm not. Because I was tilting. All right, I was spiraling out of control. I think it was like the 7 o'clock kickoffs. I had Tulsa minus something against somebody. It was 38-7 at halftime. I had Tulsa in the over. They scored 7 points. That's SMU versus somebody. It was like 28-14 at half. They didn't score any more points. I had all these games that looked like both sides were winners. Nothing. I was every over I took, loser. Loser. I had somehow win that over. It was just everything. Dan, I got murdered.
That Georgia UNC game, that was a gambler's delight. You just needed, I was in the same spot as you, just needed that junkyard touchdown for the over and for UNC. And I didn't chime in when you tweeted that. I also had UNC, I think like second half or something, or maybe the over. I needed everything. I needed it five different ways, and I didn't get any of them.
Right. Well, guys, are you guys still buying the Tennessee hype? I mean, they barely escaped App State.
No, the SEC stinks.
Yeah, they stink. Steve, listen, we're talking about big boy football right now.
Yes.
We'll get back to the weak SEC in a minute.
I got you.
Right. Are you? I feel like you may be open to be like bought. Like, could you? So Mississippi State, you're done. No offense, you're done. I know you can still root for them and do whatever you want to do. I'm fine with that. But what if we get you to make, like, a Michigan video? I'm a Michigan guy. So, like, you make me a Michigan video every year. Just jump on Michigan for the year. Are you up for that? Are you, like, I mean, Mississippi State's dumb.
Stingray, do not say yes to this. You do not sell out and make Michigan videos in Portnoy.
Well, I just don't like Ohio State. I just want to tell you that I'm not an Urban Meyer fan. I think he was a coward down here in the SEC. He was all big, bad, and brass until Nick Saban came. And then Nick Saban came in and beat him a couple of times. And then he said, oh, I got to go somewhere else.
Wait, don't forget, he faked a heart attack first.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
True. That's also true.
People forget that.
That UNC game, I told you on our Pick'em show, we listened to that Caleb Presley. Oh, my roommate. That kid stinks. I knew it. You have the guy
who Caleb was
talking about. Who is a great practice player, but the other kid's good in the game. Give me the game guy.
Dude, did I not say?
That fourth down play, when he threw that into 10 rows into the bleachers. I was at the gazebo in Nantucket. By the way, we survived Hermine. Gazebo in Nantucket, people talking. It was a $20,000 swing.
Now, let's go back to the Big Ten for a second, guys. Would you guys not agree that Brandon Harris is one of the worst quarterbacks in the entire country?
Yes. I don't understand.
I mean, that guy is horrible.
Yes. I don't understand. I don't understand how Les Miles can never get a quarterback. It's insanity. Yes. It's insanity. I mean,
he gets all the top recruits except a darn quarterback. I don't get it.
I can't tell because we have this antiquated, like, system. Stingray, are you sticking your entire face into the camera?
That's full Stingray, baby.
Right. Well, when I talk, because I just want to make sure y'all can hear me.
Yep.
Okay, good. I love it. Anything else, Stingray? Yeah, that was the Stingray. All right. That's all we have for you, Stingray. Every time this, I thought it's like, oh, Mississippi State, poor Stingray Steve. But you don't even seem like you were depressed at all. Not even
No, because, I mean, I feel like we have a good shot to bounce back this weekend against a very bad South Carolina team.
Fair point. But who did you lose to?
Do what now?
Who did you lose to again?
I'm going to say the score is going to be 21-10. Sorry, I'm outside. Sorry, guys.
All right. No, thank you, Stingray. We'll talk to you again. Bye, Stingray. All right, let's move on to next, and this was the game of the weekend, Texas-Notre Dame, just an unbelievable game. The pump-up speech by McGonaghy.
...not be ready mentally Sunday night that you will regret for the rest of your life.
First of all, his eyes, he looked like he was with you guys at Kanye yesterday. But this guy has been given, I guess it's a whole post show.
Oh, I know. But you got to, before the post show, you got to get your digs in. You've already got, actually, that's your second.
Two. So keep on. I've already got two.
Yep.
And we posted the intro, so there have probably been six in the intro. What do we think of the speech? McGonaghy, the ultimate Texas fan. I've never seen him at the game with anybody else. I never really understand when non-athletes give those type of speeches, but I think McGonaghy can do it. Big Cat, what do you got?
Let it fucking rip, man.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Awesome.
Let it fucking rip, man.
And you know what it was, too? It was his look. He had the tucked-in shirt. He had the hat, like the trucker hat. He looked like he was straight out of like the mid-70s. Just let it fucking rip, glasses, man.
The glasses off at the right point. Look, huge. Makes all the difference. You pull the glasses off and say people, let it fucking rip. I mean, that guy should just be a coach. When he's done acting, he should just be a coach.
Can I say that? Well, the one thing that sucks about that game is it's always more fun when Notre Dame gets their hopes up a little bit.
True.
It's always fun when they go like 7-0 and everyone's like, man, the Irish are going to be awesome this year. And then they have that loss. So it felt like we got cheated a little bit.
Yeah, I do like when Notre Dame's good. We'll have Michigan to replace that because they play nobody for like 7 weeks. Rico Bosco gave it out as the week 7 more locked.
Maybe Penn State.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. No, I had Penn State. Chad Kelly, Ole Miss, huge lead. Mia Khalifa blows him up, porn star. So he slid into her DMs, and he's like, you come to the game. Mia Khalifa basically played with him a little bit. First of all, I don't know. A couple things. I'm going to go a bunch of different ways here, so try to keep up with my brain. First of all, Last Chance U, Netflix, most overrated show I've ever seen. I just started watching that. Either of you guys watched that? Nobody.
I just finished Narcos 2. Pablo dies.
Hey, Last Chance U is awesome.
It is the most overrated show I've ever seen. I saw it must watch. Hard Knocks is 1,000 times better than it. Chad Kelly went to this school, so he's involved. Mia Khalifa, is she acting like she wouldn't fuck Chad Kelly? Is that what's happening here? Because I find that hard to believe.
Fuck Mia Khalifa. Mia Khalifa sucks. She's overrated. I don't even think she's a real porn star. And yeah, her talking that she's out of his league, kick rocks. You're an actual hooker. You're a fucking whore. Come on. Right.
Yeah, so what are you talking? That's my entire point. I hate Chad Kelly right now because he overthrew a guy for a sure touchdown that would have helped me. And by the way, college coaches, stop going. Damn, this is why you like it. I said,
it's the only Dave I like. I don't like any other Dave besides gambling Dave.
Stop chasing points in the third and fourth quarter when you score at the time and giving away the two-point conversion. Yes. Anybody who argues the other way on this is brain fucking dead. The only time to go for two is like 5 minutes and under when it's so blatantly obvious. But don't do the math. These stupid college coaches cannot put the math together that if you don't get it, there's going to be more scoring and it's going to fuck you up. Drive me fucking insane.
Unless you're Oregon. Oregon can go for two.
Yeah, time out.
You know Oregon's going to go for two in the first quarter.
Every single time, I can live with it. But if you're an extra point team, and then you're like, oh, I got to chase it in the third quarter,
yes.
Correct. It really is insane.
Think of the people who fucking have like 4.5. Think of those people, please.
It's not what I'm saying. It's just common sense. Like what yesterday did it late third. It's like they were at 5. And they went
that's
two.
What it always is. It's 5 to get to
but
3.
It's like, and you get, if you don't get that, if you kick it in 4 and they kick a field goal, you're at 7. Now you're at 8. How do you not? I swear. Some of these guys are stupid as – what are we even talking about? This is why I hate gambling. I don't sleep.
It's the best. It's the only Dave I like. It's the only Dave I get along with.
What did I do, Dan? I bet the whole board of baseball.
Of course.
Down.
Of course. I did too. All day. Saturday was such a wild day. Then Sunday and Monday was all baseball because you just needed something to come down.
I had the fucking Red Sox. They gave up fucking one hit and they lost.
I saw that coming, by the way. I was at the bar. They had the no-hitter alert on. I was like, they're going to fucking lose this game. That always happens because you push the guy too far. It never works.
One, I watched it 8 innings. We didn't give a hit. We had runners ever. I couldn't get a fucking run across. Now I got to, like, fucking sell Twitter stock to pay the bookie.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Mia Khalifa, I don't side with her whatsoever, but at this point, if you're a dude sliding into her DMs, you should just – you can't be that dumb. She blasts everyone. She's the worst. So, like, just stay away.
You know, you're right, because she is notorious, but that is so fucked up.
There's
a code in the internet streets.
Agreed.
Her taking DMs like that is, you can't do that. It's against the rules.
But at this point, if you're DMing her, you're like the dumb idiot that's just walking into the bear trap.
Fair. fair. But Chad Kelly then, he's probably a real moron. He then deleted his Twitter like he got caught. Chad Kelly, are you fucking married? Because if you're not, why not just publicly fucking do it? Chad Kelly, I expect a guy like you to go fuck Mia Khalifa. I don't care if you do it, you DM.
Your name's Swag Kelly, dude.
Yeah. Just be hey, I'm going to fucking beat FSU and I'm going to fuck you after. Say it publicly.
Those DMs were not Swag Kelly. They were like, that was nothing to that. Ha ha, are you coming to the game? You look like kind of like soft. Yeah, the whole thing pissed me off. He sucks, she sucks, it bothered me.
I'm going to take my big cock out and slap it across FSU's face and then I'm going to fucking slap it across. That's how you slide in a DM when you're Swag Kelly. Commercial break.
TV.
All right. I like this guy, the Philippines president. I like him. I like him more than anybody we got. I need more of this in politics. Called like Obama like a son of a whore and like all this shit. That is stepping to the plate. That's just like, hey, U.S. Now, we have to bomb the Philippines. You don't just sit there and let the supposedly most important person in your country taking someone, the Philippines president took his dick out and slapped us across the face. I respect the move. But what are we just going to sit here and take it? Is that what we do now here in the U.S.?
More than the move is I respect the, like, it wasn't a personal attack. That is the best backtrack ever. Call someone a son of a whore and then be like, I didn't really mean it personally. That guy, we should forget about bombing them. We should just, like, take that guy. We should poach him and have him be, like, an American fucking official now. Free agency, we steal him.
I have a quick question. He said he's a son of a bitch, right? And we're just translating that to whore because it's like the same thing.
I thought he said son of a whore.
I think he said bitch.
He's son of a bitch.
And yeah, then
whatever. Either way.
And then we're just whatever. Pick out with you.
Yeah, I mean this is classic poor country. You know, you gotta punch up. So like that's what I want from them. Yep. I want these countries to be like, you know what, Obama's a son of a bitch, because otherwise they're gonna let big bad USA walk all over them, which we still will. But have a little self-respect, and I like that Philippines has that self-respect.
Yeah, all right, we're all on the same page. I'm sure you guys didn't watch this because you guys are all out at Kanye, but the roast of Rob Lowe.
Ann Coulter is here, everybody. Ann Coulter, if you're here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? You know, Anne describes herself as a polemicist, but most people call her a
Did you guys out? No, right?
No, we saw. I mean, I caught up. It's the internet. I was able to catch up on it. Okay. So
first of all, Rob Lowe, maybe I'm underestimating things. First of all, I didn't know he got caught in a sex tape with a 16-year-old. Had no idea that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, I'm surprised Rob Lowe got roasted. I feel like you need someone, like, better to roast.
He's
not exactly.
I don't know.
He's not a big draw. I wasn't like, oh shit, I can't wait to watch him get roasted. But he is that kind of like a funny, weird character where he's got stories like that where you can kind of go in on him. So he's a good choice, I think.
Ann Coulter stole the show because she kept getting roasted. And then she had that face, which is really the problem, which it was like, I'm not happy about getting roasted right now. And she this smile. And that was the show. The other thing I'll say, quick shout out to Katie Nolan. Anytime a female now does anything, she like starts fingering herself on the internet. Like Jewel wasn't, I mean, it's like Katie Nolan has become, if a female does anything, she starts running around waving her female flag. It was driving me nuts. I kept my mouth shut till today, but like none of the roasting. And the other thing, Peyton Manning. Everyone's like, Peyton Manning's so fucking funny. Peyton Manning just read the... You think Peyton Manning spent 1 second coming up with those fucking jokes? He had a team of us writing the jokes for him. So don't say Peyton Manning's killing it. Peyton Manning's writing is killing it. I do like the roast, though. I like the Comedy Central roast. I find them very funny.
Is this where we talk, or we good with this topic?
Yeah, that's how we've done it for the last 5 years. I give my take, and then it's Dan.
You gave every take about the whole thing.
That's it. There's nothing I have to talk about.
All over the place. I don't even know what you just said.
I didn't think you guys watched it.
Okay, so Salty Dave, let's go.
It's your turn.
Next topic, right? What's the next topic?
Next topic. You took all right,
that's the whole show. So The Office was supposed to be, or post-show, Office was supposed to be open today, was not. Still working out the kinks, hopefully 1 week. Frustrating, a lot of things that, you know, it's going to be great, I think, when it's done. not done. So that was certainly like the basically the not cool kids were there today. So like the non-Kanye.
You crew. Told us not to come to the office.
I'm just saying, who was there?
You told us not to come to the office.
Everyone got the same email.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
K-Marco was there. He was at Kanye.
I'm saying the not K-Marco was there. True. And then it was like everyone else in the Kanye concert. But Hank, I have a question for you. Is Hank there?
Such a salty fucking piece.
Hey, yo, hey. Dave.
Who gave you the tickets?
I just got put on a group text asking if I wanted to go.
Who?
I got put in a group text with Kevin.
Hey, why aren't you giving? Hey, I walked in to the office and said to K-Marco casually, like, how'd you guys get tickets? And his answer was, I can't tell you. And I was like, what do you mean you can't tell me? And then it became a thing because he's like, Hank got him, but he can't tell anybody.
Is this going to be a thing you do?
Lewis, how'd you get the tickets? He goes, I'm not allowed to tell. So I'm asking you, Hank, where'd you get the tickets?
I didn't get the tickets, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Is this
I got put in a group text with Kevin, Keith, John, and Big Cat asking if I wanted to go, and I said yes.
Who asked?
Dave. Hold on, is this the thing you're gonna start doing where you think you control our private lives?
No.
We went to fucking Kanye on a day that we won't
who
work.
Gave the tickets.
Who do you care? What do you care?
I care when people are like, we can't tell you. That's what I care.
What do we care? It's not your business. You don't own our private lives.
If you're on Barstool Snapchat, then that becomes Barstool.
You want us to be on Barstool
Snapchat. What are you talking about? I didn't get the fucking tickets. And I don't know why you're getting mad at me. Like, do you not want me to take over the Snapchat? I didn't get the tickets. I did not get the tickets. I got asked if I wanted to go, and I said yes.
Why did K-Marco and Lewis both said, and by the way, it's company business when Hank's asleep at noon on the couch when
noon.
He should be work.
That was classic. That was classic Dave response this morning, getting left out of something because like, our personal lives. And immediately he goes to his old.
I know you like to make a junior high, the cool kids versus the not.
I'm not, dude. I went to a fucking concert with some of my friends.
The fucking tickets. It wasn't even a question. I was like, where did you guys get tickets? You're in a suite. That's pretty cool. And then suddenly it became a secret. Now when it's a secret, I want to know.
A stoolie that works in Madison Square Garden asked if we wanted the box, but we couldn't tell anyone. So now you know. There you go.
All right. So that's so hard about that.
You're getting upset. You're visibly upset. And you went directly to your upset tricks where it's like, who can I shit on? Feidelberg and Hank. When I don't get to control every part of everyone's lives.
Let me stand up for Feidelberg since he's not here. You calling him out when he had already posted two blogs in the morning?
Insane.
There was no blogs when I did it, and I texted him because I was at the office. He needed to run the blog. He didn't get back to me. And then I asked Lewis at the office.
And a 10:15 up, and you at 10:45 put the blog. When are you going to wake up?
Literally a bizarre world. Lewis is at the office, and I asked him again, I need someone to run the blog. He said, do you want me to get in touch with him? I'm like, how are you going to do it? I texted him, didn't do it. He goes, I can run home and wake him up. So he said. Hank has a picture of him on a couch sleeping at 11:30.
That was not 11:30. It was before 10 o'clock, first of all.
Sorry, no, it wasn't. I'm not allowed to sleep. It says on Snapchat. And by the way, so it was a stoolie at Madison Square Garden, right?
Allegedly.
Who offered it to who? All you guys?
This is the most ridiculous. The kid
who did it doesn't.
You guys, by the way, if you're watching this back, you guys are being much more like shady with your answer than I am.
Dude, the kid who gave the tickets doesn't like want it out there because he wasn't really supposed to do it. So we're just not trying to talk about it. So just leave it at that.
And you're just really upset that you can't control our private lives.
No, it's not that. I'm actually driving at Dan whether he had all your emails or somebody within you guys decided who to invite.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Why is that unbelievable?
Because we went to a fucking concert and the kid said, please don't let anyone know how.
The people you don't like are actually also in New York for night one. So why didn't they get invited? That's all I'm trying to
do. Dude, he had six tickets and he fucking invited, or seven tickets. I
made the choice, Dave. I invited the people. Because he had seven tickets, I invited the seven people that I know the best. Is that all right with you? Are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Good?
Yeah.
Is this going to be every time now?
No, I'm trying, like I've said, to keep it not the cool kids versus the not cool kids. That's
okay,
all.
Well, this is our, I mean, I'm going to hang out with
the cool kids. I don't know.
Unless Hank knows this kid personally, it is.
He does know this kid personally.
It's a Nate Perk.
No, he knows him personally.
All right, is that true, Hank?
No.
Oh, my God. This job is going to suck.
Thank you so bad.